This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
A 20-12-5 upset.
I love the 20-12-5.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Allen A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a fan madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. Allen A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Allen A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Allen A on 1080.
God dang, what do you think?
The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. We're out here at Allen A doing some sportsin'. We've got March Madness going on where Florida is already up on Norfolk State by a score of 22-5.
This is the old, and again, in front of seven people. This is where the Florida crowd should start chanting, warm up the bus, because this is over. 22-5, and thanks for coming.
That might be your national champ right there.
Florida's really good. Well, they won supposedly the greatest conference in the history of the world.
Well, that and they're good on both sides,
yeah.
Offense and defense. We are out here courtesy of George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, presenting Fan Madness. We also have Coors Light out here. They have buckets. If you want to come get some buckets, they got specials.
Coors Light merch, I believe, is out here as well.
Hell so
you,
yeah.
You can walk away with a hat and a cozy.
Who doesn't love a Coors Light hat? Coors Light dad hat.
I have a Coors banquet hat. I'm more of a banquet man myself, but that's just my personal preference.
So no Joey today. He's in Wrexham. I texted him today. I forgot.
Yeah, he's back there. He's like going on like on a couple week trip back there to see some soccer.
His brother's here. Maybe we could put his brother on.
Yeah. What do we have a update on the Harrington brother jersey? What he's wearing today?
Haven't seen him today.
Yeah.
He's here yesterday.
I'm glad to know that he's doing bits though, and he doesn't wear Harrington jerseys out and about. Like it's a bit. Remember last year we were wondering, does he just wear his brother's jerseys like out to sports bars?
Yeah. No, he's doing bits.
That's weird. It's a little strange.
So some games you're going to get. Let's see. This game will be Sunday. You're going to get Colorado State v. Maryland.
Okay.
So that's 12-4.
I know very little about Maryland, but everyone seems to be very high on Colorado State.
Maryland has one freshman in the middle, Queen, who's really good.
Really good?
Yeah. They're a pretty good team, that Maryland team. So that'll be an interesting matchup. Good coaches there. You have 11-seed Drake will be taking on 3-seed Texas Tech. That game, of course, will be tomorrow. Spread there is 6.5. Kind of low.
No. Well, I mean, Drake was kind of a popular pick to make a run, and they looked great against Missouri. They were the better team that whole game.
You're going to get Arkansas, the 10-seed, taking on 2-seed St. John's tomorrow.
That's fun. We get Calipari-Patino.
Yeah.
Get a little rivalry there.
Spread 7.5.
You know, and I know Arkansas, I mean, this was supposed to be kind of a, just a whatever year for Calipari. If he finds a way to beat Rick Pitino and get into the Sweet 16, that's a hell of a first year for Calipari at Arkansas.
Over on the other side of the bracket, you're going to get UCLA-Tennessee tomorrow.
Kind of excited about that. A little Big Ten SEC matchup there.
Good matchup.
Yeah.
Good matchup. Mick Cronin trying to prove some people wrong, although Rick Barnes is a, I don't know, I think Rick Barnes is one of the more overrated good coaches in the college basketball.
Rick Barnes wins a lot of games, but Rick Barnes also has a history of bowing out.
That's right. Yeah, you always talk about good teams win, great teams cover.
Yeah.
I can assure you Rick Barnes does not cover.
And then so far we got also McNeese, Purdue.
Hey, we got to talk about that kid at McNeese, the Aura.
Yeah.
You read about Aura?
Yeah, that guy's the...
He's their manager.
Yeah, he's the king of NIL deals
right
now.
He's got NIL deals. Yeah. He's the manager of the team.
He's got a Buffalo Wild Wings boombox right now. Yeah, he's the manager, and he does bits. He, like, leads him out with, like, this big boombox, and, yeah, the guy's like he's a sensation.
Yeah, his name.
Team manager.
I'm trying to see what his name is. The coolest thing is that all the cheerleaders for McNeese had his picture on their socks.
I think it's Khan. It's
something Khan.
Amir or something. I'll have to look it up.
Amir Khan.
Yeah,
Amir Student Khan. Manager. He's become a social media sensation. He walks the team out of the tunnel holding a boombox that plays rap songs. Tracks like Lead Foes In and Out, which means nothing to me, but
no. Apparently,
so I don't know if you have been around your kids when a rap song plays that has the N-word in it.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Well, it is, but I think it's more awkward for us than it is the kids. The kids have come up with a new way. They just drop out. Like, they just don't say that word.
Oh.
And so we went to, what is that place downtown called? Voice Box or something? Have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, you can go and rent these soundproof booths, and you get food and drink, and you do karaoke.
Okay. They have a bunch of those over in Japan. That's a big deal.
It's like downtown.
Groups
let me tell
out.
You something. It was a blast.
A lot of fun.
We went there with the kids, but the kids were singing all this filth. Just filth.
Were you giving the frowning of a lifetime?
No, I was having a great time. But I did notice for the first time, I'm like, oh, that's how the kids handle the N-word in the rap
song.
They
just drop out, huh?
You just don't say it.
Yeah, because
and they're really good at it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know that I'd be that. I don't know. It's like,
man.
You got to practice that.
You got to be real careful.
Yeah,
especially when you look like me, dude. I just
so that's the that is the protocol. If there is an N word,
yeah,
you're singing along. It's like do 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 do. You just skip it. You don't say it.
So that's what Mr. Khan does when he's bringing out the boombox.
That's what he said he does. Yeah,
he covers his mouth with his hand.
Yeah, but he doesn't say it. Like, if he were on mic, he would not.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's a dicey proposition.
So anyway, he's great, and he's got a bunch of NIL deals. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tick Pick, and Insomnia Cookies.
Yeah, and he puts them, like, all over the boombox, and he's like a walking billboard. He's like a NASCAR kid.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that guy's getting laid for the first time ever, so good for him.
I wonder if, does he, like,
I would like to
cut
think
a
so.
Swath through the cheerleading curve?
I don't know
curve?
If he cuts a swath, but...
But are you, if I'm you're, thinking, like, a cheerleader, are you, like, throw you a little fastball here, kiddo?
I think there's an element of that. I think you groove one down the plate for him.
Grab your mitt, buddy.
I think there's an element of that. And you know what? Good for that kid, because if you see him... Look, I don't think traditionally he's done great with the ladies, so...
Do you think his face is on their panties, too?
It's on their socks.
Well, I know. We just said that.
Thanks
for paying
Buckley.
Attention, Will.
Thanks for paying attention, Soup.
That's the Will Ortner, Ryan Buckley right there. Hey, you know what, though? It's good because Buckley's gone, and it doesn't feel like he's gone anywhere. It's the same
sort
Picking
of thing. Up right where he left off.
Yeah, I love it.
Happy to help. Carrying the team here.
I would like to believe that guy is getting laid.
Well, he's in college. I mean, he's got it. Like, that's his best chance.
Look.
Like, if you look at him, he's probably not.
And that's my point.
But this makes him...
Yes. Because even in college, I don't think that guy's dance card is full. But this run that he's on right now, and good for him for creating this. Because he made this. He's reinvented himself. And he's punching above his weight. And that's the American dream.
Yeah.
It's the American story right
there. Good
on
him.
Yes.
So McNeese plays Purdue. And I tell you what, they can beat Purdue. Purdue doesn't scare anybody.
No.
Spread's only 5.5.
And more importantly, the big game tomorrow.
Yep.
The battle.
Yep.
Of the Whites.
Yep.
BYU, Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Houston Gonzaga.
No.
Because that's not the Battle of the Whites.
No, it is not. No.
At all.
No.
Although,
no.
Can I tell you?
I don't think Houston has a white. But BYU and Wisconsin, we got lots of them.
So I got to tell you, I'm a little biased against Gonzaga. This is where we talk about, like, your eyes. Like, you just go off the numbers when you're betting. It's because your eyes can fool you.
Yes.
And I'm not saying anything about Gonzaga.
Because Ken Palm likes Gonzaga.
Yes. All I'm saying is every time I watch Gonzaga, I think they're cookie dough soft.
Yeah.
I am not a huge Mark Few guy, even though he's freaking phenomenal. I don't know why I have that in my head. It's just that I am admitting right now I have a bias.
Yes.
And it is probably not right.
Good for you, Will Wade, for having some transparency. I like it.
That's it.
But
I want you to watch a kid. I'm going to pull up their roster.
Yeah.
So when that game is on, the spread's only 5, which kind of scares me. Like, Gonzaga, you know, I could see them losing that game by 30, but I could also see them beating Houston.
Way to go, Mike Francesa. I can see him winning this game. I can see him losing this game.
There is a kid.
I think anything happens.
There is a kid on Gonzaga, and his name is Braden Huff.
Of course it is.
He's 6'10", skinny white kid.
Yeah.
I want you to watch.
Dude, that guy looks like the most Gonzaga player of all time.
I want you to watch Houston absolutely ram him in the ass.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Whoa.
Just seeing if everyone's awake.
Well, that got my attention.
I just want to just watch that matchup.
Yeah.
Whoever he's on, maybe Roberts, one of the other guys. I don't know. Huff is going to get punished.
All I know is this. I have watched 2 full Houston basketball games this year. Seen them smattering on the TV like in the Big 12. But I've watched two games that Houston has played against my BYU Cougars. And we've got some good players. Richie Saunders is good. He's an all-Big 12
good.
Player.
And that freshman you guys have, he shows flashes.
Yeah, Igor.
You know, Igor. And the other guy in the middle, the big dude in the middle who can't shoot a free throw.
Yeah.
He's a problem.
Well, he's one.
And he's black.
He's one of our non-whites. Yeah, we got 2 international guys. The 2 non-whites we have are both international guys. But I watched Houston take an all-Big 12 player in Richie Saunders, who's a skinny white guy that's really good, and they absolutely beat that son of a bitch into submission.
Twice.
They just pummel you.
Yeah.
Honestly, Gonzaga's only chance of that game is if they start blowing whistles, because Houston will drag you into a street fight and just beat you down. It's ugly.
So 3 other games we'll get this weekend. These are the games we know. St. Mary's, Alabama.
Was that already looking to buy my Braden Huff Portland Trailblazer jersey?
I think that's right.
It's the next Zach Collins. What are you talking about?
He does have a little bit of a Zach Collins vibe, although Collins could hold his own more than this kid. This kid is skinny as a rail.
Foundational.
Well, 6'10", though.
He's a foundational player.
I don't know. What year is he?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to look.
Sophomore.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
His looks.
Bad matchup for Braden Huff.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
St. Mary's, Alabama. Could be good, but probably not. And then BYU, Wisconsin. That's your game of the weekend right there.
Yes.
Well, BYU, Wisconsin.
Well, it always scares me because every time they tell me BYU's good, then they get to the tournament, and we look across the floor, and it's just it's a long athletic team like Cincinnati back in the day or Houston. And you just look at them during warm-ups, and you're like, ah, hell. Like, I know what's coming here. Wisconsin, on the other hand, they're slow plotting in white, too. Finally, a matchup in the second round that I think we might be able to do something. I'm excited from a matchup standpoint alone.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's not going to run us to death.
I'm going to tell you something.
Talk to me.
Is anybody listening right now?
Maybe.
Will's not.
No.
What do you want?
I took BYU +1.
Oh, I love it.
I took them. I'm on your boys.
Come on board.
I like your boys.
Come on board.
I like your boys.
Let's do it.
I like that coach.
Yeah.
I like Richie. I think Richie's going to hit a big shot.
The tots. I guess every time BYU wins, people in Provo get free tater tots.
Nice.
He's got a deal with Orida, I think it is, or Araya. Who's the big tater tot brand?
I don't know.
It's O or something. But apparently, like, every time they win, they hand out free tots because his, like, great-grandfather invented the tot.
Tots are my nemesis.
I know, which I'm happy that you've come on board to BYU. I thought maybe the tot thing would scare you
away. It's not his fault. Who chokes on a tater tot?
Well, apparently you do.
And then the other game is Duke-Baylor. Spread 11.5.
Yeah. Duke's going to be just fine.
They should win that.
Yeah.
If they don't, that's a big old choke.
Yeah, Duke's going to be just fine. You just pencil Duke into the Final Four and see what happens from there.
All right. Well, that tees you up for what we know, at least right now, of our weekend games.
And the women of the Oregon Ducks.
Winning.
They're up 60-48 with about six to go in the fourth in their first-round game. I didn't know, like, the Beavs don't play until
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even though the women's tournament was
they stagger
yesterday, too. They stagger them. Yeah. So if you're looking for that Beavs score, the Beavs don't play until Saturday.
They like to play on Mondays for some reason.
Yeah, they're playing North Carolina. That's like a 14-3.
Yeah, this Oregon team, that's an upset, right?
Yeah,
because they're a 10.
They're a 10, and they've been beating Vanderbilt pretty much the whole game.
How about Vanderbilt's crappy-ass basketball programs?
Suck it, Vandy.
Smart kids, though. All right. Is a 23-year-old hot running a major college football program? We're going to find out next on The Fan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook. George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from A&A on 1080 The Fan.
Seeing a lot of same faces out here today as we did yesterday.
Yeah, rinse and repeat. I love it.
It's great.
That's a commitment to excellence
right
there
is
what that is.
I know it is.
By the way, a lot of hot tater tot bros out there.
Yeah.
It's Ore-Ida.
Ore-Ida.
And they're saying that is Oregon, Idaho potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, makes
that's
sense.
That's the Richie Saunders?
Yeah, he's an heir to that. So that's his NIL deal is with Ore-Ida potatoes. The tots.
But when his dad dies.
Well, it was his great great grandfather.
Oh, great-grand.
So I mean it's I don't know where they're at in the lineage of
the handing down of the potatoes.
Of tots, but
he's gonna get his
I would assume. Assume you get to dip your beak into that big tot money.
God, wouldn't that be nice? Just having that kind of lingering back there?
No, that it's just hanging over. Well, I know a couple guys that are
an
like
heir
that.
Heir to the tater tot fortune?
I don't have anyone that like that, but I have some guys that always try to do the, I got to be careful with this. Like, they're self-made, and then they're self-made because you took over your parents' company. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, that's like Trump. I mean.
Yeah.
Self-made. He was handed like $30 million, wasn't
now,
he?
Now, to be fair, some of those people do take the business, and they grow it, and they make, but come
he
on.
He did.
Yeah, but you are. Was the Jim Harbaugh one? Some people are born on third base and they think they hit a triple. That was the Jim Harbaugh quote.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it would be really hard. Like, if you handed me $30 million tomorrow, I'm not going to screw it up.
No.
I think it's almost impossible to screw it up unless you're just completely irresponsible.
But it's, to grow that, though, into like a billion-dollar fortune, give some credit.
Yeah, I don't know about a billion.
Give some credit where credit's due.
What fan personality could you okay, this is a good question.
Yeah.
$30 million is handed to each fan personality.
Yes.
Who grows it into the most money?
You.
Oh.
I think you.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know about that. I'm not quite as risky as maybe some of the Youngs.
No, but here's the thing. I think the Youngs that are risky have a chance of blowing it.
Well, they do, but that wasn't the question.
No, I'm just saying. If you
got to bet. Yeah, okay.
I got to bet, right?
Right. They blow it, they don't win.
Exactly. Each get $30 million. Because I'll tell you right now, I would be the last one because I would just take my $30 million and I wouldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
You'd
play it safe.
I would immediately retire.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
I'd live on a beach somewhere, and I would develop a bigger drinking problem. Whereas I do think that there would be some people that would be really aggressive and sparky with it. And they may end up hitting it big. But that's also boom or bust. I feel like you are, I think you would grow it, but you would grow it in a responsible, you're a safe bet.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, I am a safe bet. You're right about
you
that.
You will end up with more.
But who's the wild card bet?
The wild card would probably be like Sprague. I could see Sprague getting. Wild.
What about Ortner? What about Ortner just taking 30 milli to the casino, dropping it on some
no
blocks?
No shot. I'd get a house.
Do you have the balls to bet that much? That kind of money?
He bets like $1 at a time.
So 50 cents, sir.
50 cents. What? That's your unit?
No, I was joking around. My unit's not that small. It's not big, but it's not small.
I clip that. By the way, Florida's up 26 in the first half. I just want to point out.
Yeah.
I think the spread was it like 30 or something? They're going to cover in the first half. What do you think the second half line's going to be on that?
Well, I can take a look and see what that is.
Is there value on Norfolk?
No.
In the second
half?
There
is no value on Norfolk.
Come and make it, you know, I'm playing hard. Florida, you know, sitting their guys. I don't know.
But, like, my neighbor in La Center that I was for many years, he started Zoom Info. He's now a billionaire. He's, like, the fourth richest guy in the state. He's worth a couple billion bucks. And he's one of those guys that he won't, even though he went public, he will never sell. Like, he still runs that thing on a day-to-day basis. He's worth several billions of dollars, and yet he will still work.
Yeah.
He's just that guy.
He loves it.
I mean, my God, if you don't have to give me $30 million. You can give me a lot less, and I'm done. I'm like, cool, we're out.
You're a simple man.
I am a simple man. I don't need a private jet. I don't need, like, the idea of growing that. I'm like, yeah, that's really cool, but now I'm fine right where I'm at. There's just two types of people in the world. That entrepreneurial, I always have to grow it, and the others that are like, hey, I'm cool.
I could see Swag like taking 30 mil and turn it into 8 billion with some sort of weird
scheme.
Light fixture idea or something. Think, you know,
I don't know. I think you got to bet on the young guys, because the young guys are the one. Like, if you wanted someone that was really going to grow it, you got to go young. They're going to be that aggressive.
Oh, it's just time.
It's time. All us olds, I think we're close enough to the finish line.
We
would be like, ah.
We're seeing the. We see the finish line. You don't.
Yeah,
you little S heads.
Yeah, there will be the ones that will be like, let's get aggressive with this. See what happens.
All right. Where were we? We blew through everything there.
I don't even know how we got on that.
Oh, we were going to go find out the second half line. Well, I guess it's not halftime yet.
And we were talking about tots.
Oh, that's right. Richie Saunders.
Yeah.
My guy. I'm telling you, watch out. He's going to score 33 tomorrow.
I hope so. Although I just heard,
and they're going to lose 50-43.
Because I was saying I was happy that we were kind of getting an unathletic Wisconsin team. Wisconsin bro on the text line said the exact same thing. He's like, "Yeah, I saw Montana and BYU in our bracket." I'm like, "Great,
yeah, right."
Unathletic white guys. All the whites, all the unathletic whites are sizing each other up, and we're excited at this at the bracket. We're like, "All right, we can do this. We can talk ourselves into this."
All right, coming up next, we have in the news was Tinker Tinkering.
Oh,
we're out here at A&A. Be right back. Let's go to Will Sports.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from A&A on 1080 The Fan.
Two things. One, we have to do a primetime shout out to Joseph.
That's right.
Who came over here to meet us.
Wearing a lot of duck gear.
Yeah, he loves his ducks. He was a little disappointed we didn't have speakers for him to listen to us out here, but I think that's just because it's so loud in here that nobody really ever listens to us anyway.
No, people would probably get mad.
So, shout out, Joseph. He said he's going to go back and watch that on the YouTube stream.
Well, he was he knew we were going into the news. He knows his primetime.
We are there have been three great listeners in a row that have stopped by. Now, sometimes, like we've talked about, it gets a little dicey.
It's a little sideways.
With some of these guys.
Yeah.
But Kevin and Joseph, especially these last two, great dudes.
Yes.
And it's always nice to meet those guys that are like, hey, man, just, you know, listen every day. And so we're playing odds maker here before we get to in the news. I would like to report. So Florida is up 25 on Norfolk State. Okay, yes. So it was 30. It is now 25.
Yeah.
The Norfolk State Bison.
We're trying to find out if there's value here.
Are on a tear, a 5-point tear. So, yeah, it's a 7-point run.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Hey, the spread is down to 34
9-point
right
run. 9-point.
It's time to grab Norfolk.
What's the live money line on Norfolk State?
Money line. We got
plus 17,000.
Plus 13,000? Yes.
Oh my god. the line Ford is up 23. I was going to play odds maker.
You weren't that far off.
And guess the live second half, or not the live second half line, but the second half line.
Yeah.
So it's just so you can only bet on you're just betting on the second half.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to be Florida minus 11.5. That's what I'm setting the line at.
I think there might be some value there.
On Florida?
On Florida. I mean, I know they'll call off the dogs, but, I mean, this is
Dude. This
is bad. I mean, are they going to get it to 20?
Oh my
goodness.
God.
Here comes Norfolk. Oh, my God. It's within 21.
It's within 21.
Look at the crowds, like, going nuts.
Hell, yeah,
like,
they are.
Really, Bison fan?
11-0 run by the
It's an 11-0 run, and you're down by 21.
I don't know what their mascot is. I was just made that up.
You made it up?
Yeah. Boy, they got a chance to cut this down to 18.
Boy, I'm not going to lie. I really thought you knew what you were doing.
No, I didn't. I mean, they were green, so I thought Bison, so I'm like...
They're the Spartans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But to be fair, you probably...
There it is!
You probably could have said anything there, and as long as you said it with conviction, I would have bought into it. I would have been like, man, you know your Norfolk State.
14 seconds. Down 21. Look at that coach. God, what grit.
Hey, the spread's down to 32.5 right now.
Okay, so it cut it. Yeah, so it's almost going point for point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm gonna amend the Florida. Now that they've gone on this run, I'm going to amend and say Florida minus 14.5 in the second half.
Well, right now, like all the lines are closed off here because we're going into the second half, so they'll pull them up here in a minute.
Okay.
I love live. Live betting is the best.
I mean, not that we're going to bet on this, and you shouldn't either, but.
I kind of feel like I'm going to bet on this. I need a little juice. I need a little action. I'm in a casino, for God's sake. Why not?
It is March 21, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Today is National Common Courtesy Day, which
we should all have some common courtesy. Absolutely.
It is also National Crunchy Taco Day.
Oh, well, again, no offense to the soft taco. Although, shout out, the Del Taco Chicken Soft Taco is delightful. It really is. If you ever get a chance, I don't even know if there's a Del Taco around here, but I'm telling you, Del Taco Chicken Soft Taco, you're welcome. Outside of that, can we all agree, the soft taco, get out of here. The crunchy taco is where it's at.
I don't agree with that.
You're saying the soft taco greater than the crunchy taco?
For me, yes.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Well, I mean, that's my preference, so.
It's not even a taco. You're just eating an unfolded burrito.
I actually don't like crunchy tacos. I don't like corn. Tortillas.
I can't trust any Mexican take that you have now.
Oh, I don't really have any Mexican take. As you know,
that's ridiculous.
I think Mexican food's kind of mid.
Yeah. And that's a mid take on your part. The soft taco.
It's my preference.
Get out of here.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Yes, unredacted court documents in a recently settled lawsuit against Nike details the names of current and former Nike employees accused of sexual harassment and gender discrim. That's short for discrimination.
Oh, I see.
The kids.
I see what you did there.
One of the individuals named in connection to allegations is Tinker Hatfield.
Uh-oh.
Tinker was tinkering.
Mm. Tinker's like the, outside of Phil, Tinker's like the biggest name at Nike.
Well, he's the designer guy.
Yeah,
he designed Air Jordans.
Yeah, most of the really popular Jordans.
Yeah.
And he's done a bunch of stuff with the University of Oregon. He's a big deal over there. Now, to be fair, these are all allegations.
Well, it's all in the lawsuit. As your noted newsman, you know that I am not going to go pour through the lawsuit. I don't care enough.
No.
You know that about me.
Yes.
So I have no other information other than the story that said he is one who was mentioned.
So Tinker was tinkering.
Allegedly, but he could have just been mentioned for something else. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go read it. You're not going to go read it.
No.
I don't really.
You know what?
It was settled.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It's settled.
It was settled.
We're doing no harm, no foul. Like,
Well, listen. If there are victims, they agreed to a settlement. Did they not?
It's all we can do.
That's it.
It's all we can do.
sit. But, you know, also, too, I'd like to say, if Phil Knight were mentioned, it would be headline news. So, obviously, he wasn't. Let's give him a little credit.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Do we have to give men credit when they're not mentioned as sexual harassers? Because, like, I kind of feel like we do.
That's like when Colin was only mentioned in the Fox lawsuit as being a respectful guy.
Right.
You're like, oh, my
give
God.
Give him credit.
Yes. Your name's not in there or it appears once as a good guy. We're giving him credit.
Powerful men who are worth billions. That, if you are not sexually harassing.
Yes.
We're going to give you a shout out.
Yes.
Mark Cuban.
Yes. Bravo. Hey. We're sticking with Phil Knight here. Way to go, Phil.
Phil's great.
As far as we know, Phil. No tinkering.
Tinker, you're coming off our list, though.
We give him credit.
Because we don't know what you did.
No.
You old sick son of a bitch.
We got an idea.
All right.
We don't know where to go here.
I'm just trying to decide. Which Oregon hotel made the top 100 in the United States?
We have a top 100 hotel?
Of the world. I just said that. Which one is it? That's the question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
What's our best hotel? Like the.
I don't remember this story. I put it in my notes so long ago.
Yeah.
So I have a guess, but I don't remember.
It's like, are we going like the Benson or?
No. I bet it's the Nines. I bet it's the Allison.
Oh yeah. I always think about that because that's you know
that place is nice.
That place is very nice.
So I don't remember if it is the Allison. Let's all find out together.
Let's go on this journey. But
Coming up next.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. In the news, on the Fan.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Ellen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from Alene on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Well, I was right the first time. My amended second half line on Florida. So I originally said it would be 11 and a half.
Yeah.
It is 11.
Dude, I'm taking the Gators.
Florida minus 11.
I like it. I like this action. Let's do it.
What are they up? They're up 21 at half.
I love this.
So that means they have to win the second half only.
By
11.
I feel confident.
I do, too.
I'm taking the Gators.
Going to win by 25.
I'm taking the Gators.
And I mean the second half. They're going to win this game by 57
See,
points.
The problem was that Norfolk came back and made a little run there.
Yes. And, so now everybody's
And now Florida's going to get pissed off, and they're going to come out and score the first 20 points.
I think that might be right.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to bet it. This is in the news for March 21, 2025. I'm looking through the top 100 hotels in Merca.
Talk to me.
And there is one Oregon hotel on the list, although in my dumbass put this list into my notes, and now I have to scroll through to find the Oregon one.
Well, I'm guessing we're not in the top 15.
Well, I'm on number 40, and we're not there yet.
Okay.
So
that's scrolling.
Most of them are super high-end Four Seasons.
Yeah, places that I can't stay.
Yeah, things like in Hawaii and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like $6,000 a night.
Probably where Buckley's pulling a White Lotus right now.
Exactly. 100%.
I think it's the Allison.
Someone's saying, what about the Portland Inn? Right across from the grotto there?
You know? It's the Allison.
The Allison.
Newburgh. I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Yes.
Super nice.
They used to do Dan Fouts and the great Dave Wilcox used to put on a phenomenal golf tournament out there. And they'd put you up for a night at the Allison, and that place is dialed.
Yeah, it's tight. Five-star hotel. It is number 62 on the list of top 100 hotels in the United States.
Not too shabby.
Right out there in Newburgh, home of the great Danny Meringue.
And Joe Fisher.
By the way, have we lost the fan crew? We haven't seen.
I have no idea where they
are.
I haven't seen them like in an hour and a half.
They must be winning lots of money.
Either that or they're dead somewhere.
There's a couple that are back here already.
Oh, really? Maybe the bus left.
It's possible. Yeah, okay. I haven't seen anyone other than the great Jeff Austin who's still hanging out here.
Look at that. What a lifer.
I know.
Jeff Austin.
Can't let it go.
He's got his Blue Devils.
That's right.
Jersey
He's
on.
He's trying to absorb this. This is it.
This is his high tops.
This is his last Final Four. If you don't know, Jeff's dying.
What?
This is it. This is his last March Fan Madness. This is it for him.
The number one hotel in the world, or I mean in the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Four Seasons Resort. Hualalai.
Yeah.
Hualalai.
Let's play the fun game of how much and why I'll never go there.
All right. Let's look. So it's in Kailua Kona.
Sure.
Hawaii.
It doesn't matter where it's at.
Or is it Hawaii?
I can't go. Yeah, Hawaii sounds better.
Let's see. How much do you think rooms are?
$2,500 a night.
25?
Yeah.
Yeah, 23. No, you can get them for... Whoa, 298.
What?
No, I'm just kidding, bro. $2,315.
That's pretty close.
Let's see if they've got any availability for us.
I have a friend of mine who
lived... Wow, look at that thing.
I have a friend of mine who lived at a Hyatt for like 2 or 3 years. He pulled a Rick Majerus. So he's got like the ultimate Hyatt status. And so sometimes when he travels, he can get the Hyatt version of this. He can get like a couple times a year, he gets the upgrade, he can use points. And some of those high-end hotels are just, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know who has $2,000 to spend on a night. And I don't know if it's worth $2,000, but they are.
Well, rich people.
Yeah, they are ridiculously nice. In fact, he's going back out to Tokyo. You've seen Lost in Translation?
Yeah, sure.
So that hotel where Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson do their thing, that is a Hilton that is under renovation, and they're reopening it, and his dumbass is going out there for the opening. You want to talk about the bougiest thing you can do? You're going to Japan for the reopening of a hotel bar.
I got to tell you, I love hotels.
Yeah.
And I love hotel bars.
As does he. Hence,
big fan.
He's going to Japan.
Big fan.
Yes. Supposed to be really nice.
Number two on the list.
The Portland Inn again. I'm telling you. Where is it?
Aqualina Resort and Residences on the beach in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida.
Oh. Yeah, I'm guessing there's not a lot of top 100s in, like, Iowa. I don't think Omaha. I'm guessing we got... That's why I'm happy we got one in Oregon.
The Ritz in New York City is number four.
Yeah, Central Park sort of thing.
Beverly Hills Hotel is number six.
Yeah. There's no upsets here whatsoever.
No. There's no Drake.
No. So book me a suite. Yeah, what's a suite there?
Yeah, 5,000.
Yeah, if the room is 2,300. Well, I'm sure the Wynn has some rooms that are just, you know.
Well, they have their own villas. Like, they have... But my buddy that used to work there told me... Well, yeah, I guess I can say this. He told me that there's one... You know, because I'm fascinated by the whales.
Yeah.
You know, these old rich Asian guys that fly in. Like,
sure.
They, you know.
Yeah.
They're worth a gajillion dollars, and they come in and gamble.
Everything gets rolled out. They'll bring a craps table up into their room.
Well, that's what he said. He said, so they have these private villas there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many they have, but they're, like, basically just... grandiose residences right on the property.
Yeah.
And he brings his whole family, and they will... You don't even have to be like this big of a whale to have a to get a table in your room.
Yeah.
You just gotta... I mean, if you're gonna bet, they'll bring it to you. And so this... He said this dude bets between 5 and 20 million
every time he goes.
A hand.
Oh.
A hand.
Hey-o. Well, I mean...
Rich guy.
Yeah, that's...
And meanwhile, there's like his grandkids are like running around the room like, Dad, I need that orange juice! You know,
Would it be?
And he's over there betting $15 million bucks.
I guess you're rich, so it doesn't matter. But I would think that, like, that would defeat the whole... One of the cool things, like, if you've ever played craps or whatever, is kind of the energy in a room when someone's on a hot streak or there's a lot of money on the table.
Yeah.
And so I would think that gambling like that in your room would be kind of lame, but... I guess if you're gambling $5 million a hand, it's not lame.
What about $20 million?
Yeah,
a hand.
Well, I mean, win some, win
you win some,
some
you lose some, double up to catch up.
This is why no one could bankrupt a casino. Oh wait,
I see what you did there. You're taking a shot at my fearless leader.
I am not,
and I don't appreciate that.
I'm not taking any shots. I'm just saying, who could possibly bankrupt a casino?
Trump.
Now,
that too.
It's fake news.
Does he ever talk about that?
Fake news. Talking about it's the greatest casino of all time. Greatest stakes of all time. Greatest university of all time.
I tell you, the
Wynn. Greatest charities of all time.
So when we stay at the Wynn, it's right across from Trump Tower.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a sad Trump Tower because, you know, you look out the window.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the nicest place on earth.
Sad operation.
No. That's great.
Looks a little, like, run down.
Looks great.
Cheap.
I love it. It's the only place I stay when I go to Vegas. What are you talking about? I won't stay anywhere else.
All right, that's in the news for March 21, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, another Blazer is hurt, and we'll get you caught up on all the big sports scores of the day, March Madness and all that. It's the Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.